Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart. The Lord loves us, and He always speaks to us in the heart. He deals with the spirit of man. He loves us. When His Word charges our heart, I've mentioned that many times, but that's where we get our stamina to go forward. Every time we choose to follow God, to follow through by trusting God, and we follow through with whatever He gives us. At the end of, after everything's finished, you learn something about God that causes you to want to trust Him more. When this is in place, with that kind of trust, God, remember, God can do anything. He can help us help others in a much greater way. But what has to be in place to do all this is the agape love of God. If we love man like Jesus loves us, we'll do what Jesus did. When we're born again, we're born after His type. We're in the beginning stages of operating like Christ. And the love that he showed us is the same love we grow in and show others. When that's in place, and then you trust God too, you can't fall. And people use all kind of, strategies to get people to not fall back to the world. When I first started going to church on my own as a grown man, they would work hard, pastors would work hard to keep people interested in the things of God, keep them from falling, going back to the wiles of the world. And people would get married young to live. They wanted to live a godly life. And they had all the challenges of life because they didn't know how to live. They got saved. That doesn't mean you know how to live. I asked the Lord to teach me how to live. My advantage was I had good parents that lived a godly life before me. And I wanted that kind of marriage that they had. And also I started studying the Word for myself. I started in Genesis and read all the way through. And I made it to the Proverbs. Then I started skipping around after that. But that everyday reading the Word in the Old Testament gave me a foundation and an appreciation for the New Testament. Many Christians don't appreciate the New Testament because they never read the Old Testament for themselves. To get man on board, they had to follow the law, and the law was, that was a terrible way to live. when you study the law of Moses and the ceremonial things they had to do, along with the Ten Commandments, and they were so hard to keep because you didn't have the nature of God in you. You had to do it by fear and willpower. And nobody could keep it. Not even Moses. No man could keep the law. But God helped Moses live, and He gave him the Word. And He worked with us through prophets and kings and priests. Teachers, but we made it. The Lord had to help fallen man. We needed a Savior that could wash our sins away, not cover them. The animals covered our sin. The animal's blood covered our sin, didn't wash it away. But it feels good to know that you've been made righteous. But learning God's word, according to 2 Peter chapter 1, when you add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge, you know, in those scriptures, it goes all the way up to verse 10. And verse 10, it says, if you do these things, you will never fall. We can ever increase in the Lord. We don't have to wax and wane. We can ever increase in Him. And our understanding matures and grows as we follow through. We learn to trust God because we start relating to Him. And we get a chance to know Him. But we ever increase when we, as we obey Him, as we follow through with whatever He said. In my experience, many times people they start doing what God say do, and then they stop at the challenge. But when we grow roots in ourselves, when the word is in our hearts, the word has roots, and you can follow through better. Even people that skilled at using faith, they're not always skilled at trust. When they, you're totally relying on the Lord, even though you know what to do. Sometimes the things that God will tell you to do, they'll work. But when people lean to what they understand, they trust what they understand more than what God is saying. The word says to love others as Jesus loved you. So many people don't think that's a good idea. They don't want to be taken advantage of. So they love who they want to, and they still expect the results of God. If you can trust Him on His word and do it and follow through with just His basic word, if you trust it to live by, you're going to see greater results. Jesus said, turn the other cheek. I had a problem with that, but my Savior said it, so I trusted Him. And I had a strong desire to represent God. Instead of having my version of justice. And He helped me do it. And I found out that doing what He said do works better than what I had in mind. Every part of God's words, every piece, every scripture works. And it does great wonders. We don't have to go back and forth in life. Our life don't have to be like a roller coaster. Up one day, down the other. Don't know what kind of day you're going to have. There's no limit to how stable you can become. There's no limit to what you can accomplish in Him. The only kind of people that know these things are people who follow through with what the Lord is saying. No man can stand by himself. We do it by the word of God. We do what He gives us to do. We see what He shows us. It's His word. His word is wise. Our words are not as wise. Our will, our emotions. One thing I had to learn is not to trust my emotions, but follow the peace. Follow through with what God say. There's peace in Him. If you trust Him, you're going to be glad you trust Him. If you trust Him, your life gets stronger. If a man lifts weights, his muscles tear and come back stronger, and he's able to lift more weight. So when you're doing the things of God, you're tearing your muscles, and they come back stronger. You tear your will, and you do His will, and your life becomes stronger. You learn to trust His will. And what I'm breaking down is this. You learn to trust Him by relating to Him, by obeying Him, by choice, not by fear. Sometimes it may start by fear, but you mature into doing it because you trust Him. And then you get to a point, you look forward to whatever He says because you know that it worked last time and He never fails you. And He'll be with you when you don't have courage. See, it doesn't matter what you lack. If you can rely on Him, if you ever learn to rely on Him, you'll be able to break barriers. The barriers of fear, the barriers of challenge. You may not have the courage of yourself, but you do it in Him. And then you find out that breaking the barriers are not so bad. I know what it's like to, Lord tell you to do something, and you have all kind of reserves, apprehensions. Those things have to be dealt with. But you do it in Him, in His strength. And it works. And you'll be so glad you did. And and you learn something new. There's more joy to walk in. And you get better at following the peace. Whenever God tells you to do something, peace is the first gift you get. You sense that peace, you know it's right. The voice of your will is loud sometimes. When you learn to follow the peace, you learn to trust His voice, His guidance, the unction of the Holy Spirit. You appreciate the purity of it, and you go forward from glory to glory, and you learn what not to do, and it makes life so much better. Sometimes when you learn what don't work, that's a plus, because it can save you all, it saves you from so much trouble and anguish. And your life gets on the build, and you start building your life. And you make better and sober decisions. When these things are in place, life gets sweeter. Now what happens to your attitude? You're able to do greater things. You feel better about your everyday. You're not in a rush for Jesus to come back and rapture you out of here. You want to get more people saved. You want to be a blessing to people. You want to share that agape love of God with others. And it gets better. And you know that He's coming because He said He is. That's how I feel right now. But I know that there are people out there just like me that would love to know God. And for them, I continue so that I can, I want to see them. I want them in heaven. I don't want anybody lost. I saw what happens to people when they go to hell. The Lord took me to hell back in 1986. And I saw people falling in. And I didn't like it. The two people I focused on, they could have been saved if somebody had taken time to explain the gospel. If their parents would have taught them the word of God. If your parents don't teach you God's word, then you might believe anything. There's too many snake voices out there talking. There's too many snakes. Some people are still speaking snake jargon, causing doubts and forms of unbelief in people.
We need to know what God is saying and act on what He's saying. God never steered us wrong, and He never will. While I'm learning and seeing things, my life grow and seeing God, learning to obey God and trust Him, I'm enjoying more joy and peace. This can be the standard for everybody, especially those who already believed on Jesus. And I wish more people would get on board with trusting God. And they will. But so many leaders don't teach it correctly, and people don't know that it exists. In their world, this don't exist. Now, we share the same planet. I'm not talking about the planet. I'm talking about in the life of a person, the family and friends they know, the conversations they have. There are miracles going on in some people's lives. And there are so many groups of people, they know that that's not true. Because in their world, they don't have that kind of relationship with the Lord. They see God differently. They hear, they believe differently because they've been taught differently. They've been structured differently. They've been groomed differently. And the people that they hang around don't do that. And they won't study the word and gain knowledge. And they won't learn to trust God on their own. And they're trapped until their world collides with yours. Or they get around people that believe God. Now we have television, and we have people on television talking about miracles that happen, and while people are channel surfing, sometimes they happen to get to the channel where the real truth of God's word is being talked about, and they stop and listen for a moment, and they get in on the goodness of God. God can use television, radio. So one world will crash into the other world. One lifestyle can be observed by an opposite lifestyle. And when people know that they can overcome sin, it enlightens them. If they receive the revelation of God's word, then they grow from glory to glory. And sometimes people, they get saved and they learn these things, and they appreciate it. And they're not going back to the beggarly ways of the world. They're going to go forward, and they're going to do things right. And they're going to go forward. They're going to seek God out. They're going to do what God said, and they're going to live greater lives. There are some people, they are in all kind of sin right now. But when they learn about Jesus and they follow Him, they jump all in, and they appreciate the Lord. And they trust Him from their heart. And they want to know Him. And they don't try to get away with things. They learn. They want to know Him. And I'm after people of that caliber. I'm after people that will do something like that. I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He will still teach you and bless you all day long. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.